Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Thursday. I got to tell you, I enjoyed every minute of watching the Lakers go down the drain last night in Lipstick City. How about Rudy Gobert? The guy had a 27-piece. And to boot, just for good measure, he had 24 rebounds, 9 offensive, 15 on the D-glass, had it all going. Randall added 23, and Minnesota advanced in the playoffs with a clinching 103-96 win on the road to wipe out L.A. and LeBron and Luka and everybody else for that matter. So I just thought he was fantastic. He stepped up big time in the paint and got it all done. Gobert said, feels great, but not vindication. It's not about beating a specific person. It's about a championship, and we got a little bit more work to do before that. So this guy was going nuts in the paint. Minnesota won game 5 despite going 7 for 47 on threes. They were disastrous shooting the rock. 17 consecutive misses at one point between the second quarter and a minute and a half left in the game. I mean, they were just awful. Chris Finch, their coach, said, we didn't shoot the ball well, but I thought we were tougher mentally and physically. That's when we showed what we were made of. We knew we'd been good in fourth quarters against teams in this series like the Lakers. We just needed to see a couple of shots go down opportunistically. Guys did a great job surviving the emotions of the game, which was always going to be a tough game in itself. And Edwards had 15 and 11 boards, the double-double. They're the 6-seeded Wolves. They won 3 straight to eliminate LeBron and Luka from their first postseason together. And after winning a playoff round in back-to-back seasons for the first time in franchise history, the Wolves faced the winner of Houston series with Golden State. We'll talk about that in a minute. Doncic got hurt in this game with an awkward fall. He had 28 and 9. LeBron had 22. And I had said that on C2C. If he has 30 or more, the Lakers win. If you hold him under 30, you get him around, I even said it, keep him around 20 to 25, you can win that game. The Lakers lost in the first round for the second straight postseason despite having Luka Doncic. Hachimura had 23, I guess, for Lakers, who have advanced from the opening round just once in 5 seasons since their 2020 bubble championship in Florida. J.J. Redick said there's always a mix of disappointment and gratitude. Certainly disappointed because the result's not something that I ever envisioned with this team, having to go in and talk to them after losing in the first round. But give Minnesota a lot of credit. They're a really good basketball team, and I think our guys played hard enough and did all the right things. I told you on Coast to Coast from the jump, I said Minnesota's a better team. Minnesota's going to win the series. Minnesota's going to eliminate the Lakers, and it all came to fruition. So who are they going to play, the Rockets or the Dubs? Well, we don't know yet because the Rockets stomped the Dubs last night in H-Town. Fred Van Vliet had 26, Amen Thompson 25, and the Rockets extended the series with a 131-116 rout of the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Shengun said nobody wants to go home. Game six is Friday in the city. Kerr threw in the towel in this one early, cleared his bench in the third quarter. And at one point it was like 93-64. I think that's when he did it. And then Houston did the same thing when they were up 105-76. He put his starters back in with about 8 minutes to go when it was 109-92. Dylan Brooks had 24. All five Houston starters scored in double figures. So there you go. Van Vliet, a nine-year vet who won a title against Golden State when he was with Toronto in 2019, said afterwards, "Keep everything light and fresh and confident. Understand that we have played good hoops. It's not like we're out here getting our ass kicked the whole time. But last night, they were the ones kicking the ass. That's all there is to it. The Rockets put together a great performance after losing both games in Cali, including game three and four, when, you know, game three, Butler sat out and they still lost. And that was the Saturday game when they were laying three and they won easily by 9 or 10 or whatever it was. But the Rockets last night raced to a 14-point lead after one quarter. And by the time Curry made his first basket on a three midway through the second, it was 55-32 Rockets. They had a 27-point lead at halftime behind 19 from Van Vliet. They owned the night. It was all over but the shouting. Now they go back to San Fran at the Chase Friday. And let's dance in a game six. So here's what you got tonight. It's going to be thick. 7:30 on TNT, the Knicks and Pistons at Little Caesars in the Motor City. Detroit's laying 1.5. And then at 10, the nightcap, the Nuggets, of course, lead the series 3-2. They're at the Clippers at the Intuit in Lipstick City in Inglewood. The Clippers are laying 6.5 tonight. So a good doubleheader of pressure games. Game sixes across the board tonight, baby. So let's talk hockey because everybody loves hockey. The Capitals eliminated the Canadiens last night with a resounding 4-1 win at the Capital One Center in D.C. Wilson had a goal and an assist. Thompson, 28 saves. Bye-bye, Caps and Canes in the next round in the semis. The Panthers will wait to see who they're facing in the semis. Will it be Toronto or Ottawa? We'll talk about that later, but the Panthers kicked the Lightning's ass last night at Amalie in Tampa in the Gulf Coast, 6-3. How about Marchand? A couple of sweet dimes that he dropped in the game. Luostarinen had a goal and three assists. Literally everyone. Lundell scored. Barkov scored. Bennett scored. Reinhardt scored. Everyone scored. Panthers roll. Remember, they're the champs. They won the series 4-1. The Winnipeg Jets beat the Blues 5-3 in Vorelipeg. Kyle Connor with a goal and two assists. And they get it done and now lead that series 3-2 as it heads back to St. Louis for game six. There's huge games tonight at 7 o'clock on TBS. It's the Leafs and Senators in Ottawa at the Tire Center. Ottawa's minus 120. They've won the last two to stay alive. The Leafs led the series 3-0. Now the pressure's mounting even more. We'll see what they do tonight in Ontario at the neighbor, Ottawa, and see if they can finish him off. They haven't looked good in the last two games. The last game, they lost 4-0 at home, no less. 7:30 at the XL in St. Paul. Vegas up 3-2. They can win the series against the Wild. And Minnesota's a home dog, plus 140, 9:30 on TBS. The Stars can eliminate the Avs if they can do it at the Ball Arena in the Mile High City. Dallas leads 3-2. Dallas still a huge dog, plus 155. Colorado's heavy, minus 185. 10 o'clock at Rogers Place in Farrell, Alberta. The Edmonton Oilers can eliminate the Kings for the fourth straight year. They're up 3-2 in the series after winning 3-1 in game five back in L.A. Now it's game six on their home ice. They can win it tonight if they can beat the L.A. Kings. That's going to be an awesome game tonight in Edmonton. Let's talk baseball. The Cardinals played two with the Reds yesterday, and I said on Coast to Coast they'd sweep them, and they did. 6-0 in game one. They get it done in the nightcap, 9-1. You talk about a beatdown. All right, the Tigers 7-4 winners over the Astros. Hanifee gets it done. Tommy Keenly, his fifth save. The Braves lost at Coors 2-1 to the lowly Rockies, who are 5-25. The Dodgers spanked the Marlins again. The other day they put 15 on them, 12 on them yesterday, 12-7 Dodgers. Seattle just keeps winning, 9-3 over the Angels. They're now 18-12. Padres again over the Giants at Petco. Michael, who would be king, improved to 4-1. Suarez, his 12th save. The Guardians beat the Twins in Cleveland 4-2. Classe with his fifth save. Orioles over the Yankees 5-4 at Camden. They had a bench clearing situation in this one. Nobody really got cranked in the face or anything. Pirates 4-3 over the Cubs at PNC. Bednar finally looked good, getting his third save. He's been awful. A fan fell out of the stands in right field and is in critical condition. He laid motionless on the dirt after tumbling over the rail and falling over 20 feet and smashing onto the ground. Phillies 7-2 over the Nationals. A Schwarbaum in this one. Royals 3-0 over the Rays at Steinbrenner. Also, the Red Sox lost to the Jays in 10 in Toronto, 7-6. D-backs over the Mets at City, cooling them off finally. Burns, the winner, I said he would beat the Mets, 4-3 Snakes. Brewers, I said, run line them over the White Sox, and they did it, 6-4. Your boy McGill with his third save for the Brew Crew. And the A's, 7-1 over the Rangers in Arlington at Globe. Holman beat Garcia. So you had it all going yesterday. All kinds of great baseball. So let's take a look at today, because I know you got a little Brian Daboll, 12:35 at PNC in Pittsburgh in the Steel City. Diarrhea against Skeens, Cubs and Bucks. 12:40, Cards and Reds in the Queen City. Libertore against Abbott and Costello. 1:10 at City, Snakes and Mets. Gallon of Milk against Senga. 1:10, Royals and Rays at Steinbrenner. Lugo against Boz. 1:10, Twins Guards in Cleveland. Woods Richardson against Don't Call Me Blake Lively. 2:10, Brewers White Sox on the south side. Patrick against Don't Call Me Sean Burke, the goalie. 2:35, A's and Rangers at the Globe. Springswater against Everyone Loves Molly. 6:45 under the lights, Nats and Phillies at the bank. The Lord is pitching against Tijuana. Do you wanna? Walker. 7:07, Red Sox and Jays in Toronto. Hauk against Barrios. 9:38, Tigers and Angels in Anaheim. Don't Call Me Larry Mize against Kikuchi. 9:45, Rockies and Giants at Oracle in San Fran. Freeland against Verlander there. There's all your baseball for a Thursday. Bottom line is you're good to go on a Thursday. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell, coast to coast, SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it because they want to keep all the money for themselves. We're just hitting tons of great bets. Mix the man in that department. Watch Profit Plays for all the action 7 days a week. We got Max Profit Plays, Elite Plays, Profit Plays. We got all kinds of plays. We're like a pizza parlor. We also have tons of content and funny shows and, you know, like Don Jameson and Jim Florentine comedy specials. We just dropped 6 new ones, in fact. Go check it out. Sign up today. It's well worth it. It's not that bad at all. Believe me, you're missing out. Pharrell and the Profit. Get it done, son. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellandEvents.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out. Ooh, by the way, I had a 20-piece last night in my game with 10 boards, 2 steals, and a swat. I put some fool shot 5 rows deep with a swat from behind. A guy lifted up to shoot, and I sent him into tomorrow. Biatch. match. You gotta love Uncle Futrelli getting it done on the court still at my ripe old age. He's that old man in the park. You better watch that old man. I'll see you later today. Shag out, ooh, shag out, ooh, shag out, ooh.